On the line right now, we have Melissa Astacio, whose son Adrian was helped enormously by the Children Miracles Network outreach. Thanks for joining us, Melissa.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Melissa, when did you find out that your son had a medical issue?
I actually found out in utero. They did an amniocentesis while I was still pregnant, and that's when they let me know that he was going to be born with sickle cell disease. I was about 4 months pregnant.
And sickle cell anemia, it's not the kind of medical issue we hear a lot about. Did you know much about it before they diagnosed your son with that?
I did not know about it. Actually, they started testing for it in the 90s. I was born in the 80s. So even though I had a trait, I wasn't screened as a newborn for it. So I had no idea what it was. I actually started finding out as I did my research after my son was diagnosed.
So when the doctor told you the news that your son, Adrian, had sickle cell anemia, what was he telling you at that point about the problem?
Actually, so that doctor, I originally was not being seen at Cohen Children's Medical Center or any Northwell Health facility. So that doctor was actually very aggressive with giving me the news and telling me, you know, that my son was going to be born with a defect. And honestly, I thought that it was going to be a physical defect. I didn't even understand the details of it. So she suggested that I terminate my pregnancy. And it was just a shock to me. You know, I just had a lot going on in my head. And that wasn't going to be an option, which is then when I decided to seek a second opinion, and that's when I ended up at Northwell Health and started being followed by Cats Women's Hospital and then Cohen Children's Medical Center.
And what did they tell you when you sought their consultation, Melissa?
They told me that I came to the right place, that actually they have a department, hematology oncology, in Cohen Children's Medical Center, and that they are basically experts at sickle cell disease. And although at the moment there was no cure for it, there was treatment. So at least he'll be able to be followed and maintain the disease in the meantime until a solution is found or a cure is found. I mean, Cohen's Children's Medical Center gave me my son back. He is now an active kid. I don't have to worry about going to hospitals with him and rushing out in the middle of the night. And if they did this for me, they can do it for so many other families. And, you know, in order to do that, they need the resources to do so. So if anybody can help with, you know, even the smallest amount, it does make a difference to all of us that are struggling with our kids.
Well, do appreciate that, Melissa. Thanks for being so heartfelt and explaining how the hospital and Northwell Health came to your aid when it appeared that the news might not be good. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure here at WABC. Thank you, Melissa.